Pay attention to who's happy for you when you're happy. What's up, everybody? I hope everyone has been having a wonderful week. I know we are in the second week of December, and you know, some of us has been having chaos, some of us has been stressed, some of us has been happy, as most of us are looking forward to Christmas so we can get our presents and all that good jazz. But you know, hey, it is what it is. But anywho's, today what I'm going to be talking about is this actually happened to me a while ago, you feel me? And when I tell y'all I'm so spiritual, like, this shit threw me, like, it blew my mind, you feel me? Now, there was a first, like, I never wore anything on my arms before. The first time I wore something, it was a bracelet that was given to me, right? And when it was given to me, it was given to me by a former person that I used to encounter. Now, the thing is that, like, I got found out, like, from other people, like, what kind of person this person was. So I had to throw away all of the crystals, bracelets, rings that this person gave me out of the kindness of their heart. You feel me? So I was just like, you know what? Let me just do that. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no way that I'm going to be getting, ain't no way going, ain't nobody going to fuck up my spirit. You feel me? So basically what's crack-a-lacking here is that, I had a bracelet that I bought, right? Like a couple years back. And it was a black bracelet. Now, the color black in spirituality signifies that it's for protection, it's going to remove negativity, and it's really, really, really good for you to wear it every day, okay? Now, there was something that was happening, okay? And I got news about something, and when I got this news, my bracelet broke. Like, when I tell you my bracelet broke in pieces, it shattered. And I was, like, so confused. I was like, oh, my goodness. And when I tell you it shattered, like, I couldn't breathe. Like, I was literally having a mini anxiety attack that, like, it shook me. It shook me to a point where, like, I thought, like, my life was flashing before my eyes, bitch. Like, I was fucking shook, okay? So I called my mom, bro, and I was just like, Mom, I can't breathe, blah, 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 right? And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I had a bracelet, you know, that black bracelet that I always wore and all that stuff. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, it just broke. And she's like, you know what that means? I was like, what? She was like, it done its job. It did its job. Whoever was trying to attack you, whoever was trying to harm you in any kind of shape or form, it did its job. And I was really, really shocked, man. Like, I was like, it put me in a different type of, like, mindset because of the fact that I didn't know exactly what was going on, bro. Like, I never had that happen to me. Never had anything break on me to the point that, like, it made me feel like my life was flashing before my soul, girl. Like, I was confused. So let me tell y'all something. When the devil is at work, okay, the devil, and you got miserable people at work, bro, you have to be careful what type of energies, entities, and people that you get into your cipher. And here's why. When I tell you the devil is working, bro, the devil is a lie. You feel what I'm saying? The devil does not give a fuck. The devil wants to see you drag. The devil wants to see you beneath. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you have no idea how bad the devil just really, really does not want you to succeed. But let me tell you something. When you stay in faith, bro, and you got God first and you put God first and you know that you never did anything to anybody or you're not a spiteful person, but you will be passing, you will pass malicious ass people who are fucking bored and have no type of fucking momentum in their soul. So what do? They make you look crazy. They try to attack you because why? They know that you are too powerful for them. And when they see that you're too powerful for them, they do everything in their fucking power to make sure that you're going down with them. You are going down with them. Like, ain't no way. You have to literally tell Jesus, I'm being harmed right now. I need your protection. I cannot be stopped right now. Because let me tell you something. When your strength is really, really strong and you have the power to have that mentality of being unbothered, bro, people get bothered by that. You know what I'm saying? Malicious ass people get bothered by that. Like when they're trying to tell you a lot of stuff to feed your ass so you can like stoop to their level or stoop to a level where you're just like, you're going to run away and not look back type thing, but you're still on this unbotheredness. Let me tell you something. Ain't no fucking way nobody going to run me out of my shit. There is no fucking way, okay? I'm not going anywhere without a fight. I'm not doing anything without a fight. That's period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fight for everything that I want, I deserve, and I need. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Like, people will really take it upon themselves to make it seem like they got you. They got you in their little trap and they're trying to puppet you. You got to make sure that you don't let them puppet you, because these motherfuckers out here, they really out here making it seem like they really got it. They really got you in the palm of their hands. You have to let them know that they don't. Nope. Nope, you fucking don't, bitch. Sorry, die slow somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Because when I tell you the devil's children are at work, bro, the devil's children are at work. They are really working to see your ass fail. They are fucking working to make sure that you go down. They are out here working to make sure that you stay unhappy just like them. They are out here working to make sure that you are over here questioning yourself, your insecurities, making it seem like you're the fucking problem when in reality, you are not the fucking problem, bro. This is why I've always said you always have to keep God first. There's a lot of us who are not religious. I get that. I understand that. But let me tell you something. There are so many things that are very inevitable, but there's also things that you have the choice. Okay? You have the choice to literally remove yourself from people. They don't need an explanation. They don't need none of that shit. Because why? They don't deserve that explanation from you. You can have that closure without them knowing why they did what they did to you. You feel what I'm saying? There does not need to be a conversation had between you and a person, because this fucking person ain't shit, ain't never gonna be shit. Why? Because they think that they had you, bro. That's why they want you to talk to them. They're expecting you to talk to them. They're trying to see if you're gonna let them know, yo, what happened? Cause they wanna know the tea that they caused, bro. They caused that tea. Cause they're cooking it. They're chefing it to you. And they're trying to give it to you. And they're trying to sit back and see if you're gonna tell them that tea that they caused. That is the problem. That's the fucking issue. And when people see that, when people see that shit, it's terrible. You know what I mean? It's fucking terrible. Because when they're fucking mad, when misery is fucking mad, bro, they come after anybody and everybody they feel. Because why? They're bored. They are at the bottom. They're 6 feet below, bro. They're trying to get back up. They're trying to get back. Because they see that you won and they lost. They see that your strength was too fucking much for them because they were trying to get you at your worst, but they couldn't. Why? Because you knew what was up. You knew what was happening. And they're fucking mad. They are so mad at you because why? You did not, and I repeat, you did not get with their game. Y'all ain't listening. You did not get with their game, and they're mad. They're pupset. They're tight. They're heated. They're fucking lost. And they're going to try to come at you every step of the way until they get what they want. Literally. Until they get what they want, they are going to come for you. They're going to lie their way to get to you. They are going to accuse their way to get to you. They are going to manipulate their way to get to you. When I tell you the devil is a lie, the devil is a motherfucking lie. Y'all better pay attention who the hell you have around you. You better pay attention who you're trying to get close to. You better pay attention who you getting introduced to. Because all these motherfuckers that are doing all this shit, they're bored. They are looking for something. You better hope you better tell them, I hope you found what you was looking for, bitch, because you ain't finding it over here. That's on period. But motherfuckers are really trying to find shit that ain't even there. But you know what's crazy? They're going to still try. Why? Because they want you to be beneath. They want you to be low. They want you to be upset. They want you to be mad. They want you to be miserable, just like them. Pay attention. But all right, you guys, until next time, stay loved, stay blessed, stay united on everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, keep the faith. Literally, I'm telling you, keep the faith, because there are people out here that will continue to taint your life, that will continue to test you. If you know that you are really, really strong and you know that you're too strong for them, trust and believe, they will know. They will know, and they will try their whole fucking hardest, bro, to make you feel like you are less than, semi than, and all of this stuff, man. Don't let the devil win. Never let the devil win. You better pray about it. Get your crystals on deck. All of that shit in a bag of chips, bro. Like, for real, for real. Because ain't no goddamn way. You better tell them, ain't no motherfucking way you gonna try me. And say that with your chest. Because don't nobody deserve to be tested or be attacked spiritually, emotionally, physically, verbally, because other people want to see you below because they're below. That's just terrible. But until next time, you guys.